This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I'm Craig D'Onofrio.
And I'm Kip Allen.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
Lutheran bodies continue growing around the world. One of the largest is in the African nation of Ethiopia. I'm Craig D'Onofrio, and I speak with Dr. Balai Olam of the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makana Yesus later in the broadcast.
Religious freedom is flourishing at what was once the Soviet Union. Christianity recognizes the importance of family, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ingria in Russia is helping families get together. I'm Kip Allen, and I'll have more on the story later in the broadcast.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work that he will see Lutheran Firehound.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson, host of Jubilation on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., I'm going to be sharing not only great Christ-centered hymns and songs, I'm going to be also providing various scriptures for you all about the subject of a real hope. See, when yours is centered in Jesus totally, then you have a hope with no minus sign attached to it. So join me Sunday for great music and a hope with no minus sign. That's Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
If you have a question or comment for us at Worldwide KFUO, it's easy to contact us on our website, kfuoam.org. On our homepage, click on Contact Us, where you'll find a map and directions to the station, our telephone numbers, and an online contact form. You can also send an email to our in-studio account, kfuo@kfuo.org. We'd be happy to hear from you today. Thanks for listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. இது லோக லூதரன் வார்த்தா பரிபாடியாகுனு.
Dr. Balai Olam is with the Seminary of the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makana Yesus. Lutheranism has been in Ethiopia for more than a century, although Christianity in Ethiopia goes back centuries. The Bible makes note of geographical features in Ethiopia in the book of Genesis.
Well, truly, you know, the river of Gihon that surrounds the Kush that is written in the Genesis is the land of Ethiopia.
Dr. Balai proudly notes that the Bible even mentions Ethiopia before it speaks of Israel.
Ethiopia is mentioned in the Bible before Israel.
The first Lutheran missionaries to Ethiopia came from several different countries in Northern Europe.
With that, when the missionaries established Makana Yesus as an indigenous church, they were the American Lutheran Mission, the Swedish Mission, the Germans and the Norwegians and the Danish.
Life was hard and dangerous for these early missionaries. Some paid for their faith with their lives and are buried in Ethiopian soil.
Then they established this school also, the Makana Yesus Seminary. With that, they sent us missionaries who were very valuable, who have paid their lives, not only resources. Some of our missionaries have really got buried in Ethiopia, died. They gave their lives. So I'm always thankful to the missionaries who have come to Ethiopia to help us establish the Church of Jesus Christ.
But the tree of faith they planted had deep roots. Dr. Balai says that his church maintains its missionary tradition, that it is a church of people rather than buildings.
Yes, when the church was established as a mission church, what it means is physically we are a missionary church that reach out. It's not church of buildings, it's a church of people reaching out and bringing in more believers.
Its efforts in spreading the good news is bearing fruit. Today, the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Yesus is the largest Lutheran body in the world.
The Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Yesus is today the largest Lutheran body on earth and also the fastest growing Lutheran church.
Nearly 7 million Ethiopians now call themselves Lutherans.
We have over 6,800,000 members today, over 10,000 congregations, established over 24 synods across Ethiopia alone.
Ethiopia itself is one of the most populous countries in Africa.
Today we have over 90 million population in Ethiopia. Ethiopia has become the second largest African country after Nigeria.
It's fiercely independent. Except for a brief period just before and during World War II when it was occupied by fascist Italy, Ethiopia was free of foreign domination. The nation of Ethiopia has faced many problems in the past, from communist dictators to natural disasters. As a result, many Ethiopians left the country seeking better lives for themselves and their families. Dr. Bly says the Ethiopian church followed these people to their new homelands to minister to their spiritual needs.
Then we have the Ethiopian Evangelical Church in diaspora here in the United States, in Europe, and in Australia.
The Ethiopian church is still growing and attracting new members every year.
Every year there is over 100,000 new members added to the church.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, in 2013, we had 314,000 new members that came to the church.
As was mentioned, the Ethiopian church is missionary in nature and eager to spread the gospel. He says the Ethiopian people are ready and eager to hear the good news.
Well, I don't know. The Lord alone knows that. But humanly speaking, I see that there is a window of opportunity in Ethiopia where all people, you can say, are hungering for the gospel.
For a number of years, the government viciously persecuted believers. The country was ruled by a communist dictatorship between 1974 and 1991. But with the overthrow of communism, religious freedom returned to the nation.
We have history that we went through, which is communism, where many churches were closed, leaders were either killed, fled the country, imprisoned. And so we just came out of that situation 20 years back. Mm-hmm. So since then, it is like the river gates opened. The springs are filling the country, I believe.
This freedom led to a large expansion in the number of believers who joined Lutheran congregations and even formed new congregations. However, it also led to a pastor shortage.
Like I mentioned, we have over 10,000 congregations, but fully ordained and trained pastors we have under 3,000.
Dr. Bly says he believes the number of faithful will continue growing in the future. He says the church is preparing for 5 years down the road.
Our plan in the coming 5 years is to reach to 30 million population. Mm. And so we want to train 12,000 pastors who can serve pastorally at congregation level. And then we want to train 200 professionals who can train these 12,000 pastors at MA level.
The Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekane Yesus has a seminary and is training students.
Well, Mekane Yesus Seminary has over 5,000 students now.
The seminary has a number of programs preparing students for service.
We have different streams of programs. Distance education, we call it, taking the studies where the students are. We have a TEE, theological education by extension, for lay leaders and church workers at the same time. And then we have regular seminary site programs.
The seminary encompasses three separate schools.
At the seminary, we have three schools, School of Theology, School of Jazz Music, and the School of Leadership and Management.
That's right. One of the seminary's schools is for jazz. Dr. Balai notes that African culture contributed much to what is now called jazz.
Well, when you say African jazz, you know, it comes from Africa, and Africa is Ethiopia. The source of human being is Ethiopia, don't they say it?
The Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makane Yesus is seeking closer ties with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Ethiopian Church broke with other Lutheran bodies over the issue of sexuality.
So when we say, with Luther here we stand, we don't compromise the truth. And we thought we were abandoned. The Lord sent LCMS to the Makane Yesus Seminary to train our own local people. I'm very thankful.
This stand by the Ethiopian Church opened doors to the Missouri Synod, according to Dr. Al Culver, director of LCMS Church Relations.
The Missouri Synod is not in altar and pulpit fellowship with the Makane Yesus right now. Their tradition came out of the Swedish and the American Lutheran Church that became the ELCA. And you heard that Dr. Balai said they took a stand on the truth, and that was over the matter of sexuality. Hmm. The Makane Yesus actually asked these churches to repent for their position on homosexuality, and those churches chose not to.
Representatives of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod visited Dr. Balai's seminary and asked how the synod could help. The answer was with scholars and scholarships to help train future church leaders and pastors.
When the LCMS, Dr. Culver and Dr. Harris came to my seminary and asked me the need, I told them, the field is ripe. I need laborers. I need somebody who can train the truth, the Word of God. And they said, how many students do you want to train? I threatened them, I said 100. There it is. But I really didn't have classrooms and offices for 100 students. All I can accommodate was 30. And they gave me a full scholarship for 30 students going to their MA program.
The path to closer cooperation between the two church bodies is open. Dr. Culver says further talks are scheduled between the LCMS and the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makane Yesus.
We are in the process now this fall. We are going to go back to Ethiopia and begin doctrinal discussions with them to talk about doctrine and practice and how we have similarities and differences. I don't think that this will happen quickly, but the future could be that the Missouri Synod is in altar and pulpit fellowship with the Makane Yesus Church down the road.
A closer partnership with fellow Lutherans may well be in the offing. Craig D'Onofrio, World Lutheran News Digest.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkins, host of Jubilation on Worldwide KFUO. Coming up this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., I'm going to be sharing not only great Christ-centered hymns and songs, I'm going to be also providing various scriptures for you all about the subject of a real hope. See, when yours is centered in Jesus totally, then you have a hope with no minus sign attached to it. So join me Sunday for great music and a hope with no minus sign. That's Jubilation from 1 to 4 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
If you have a question or comment for us at Worldwide KFUO, it's easy to contact us on our website, kfuoam.org. On our homepage, click on Contact Us, where you'll find a map and directions to the station, our telephone numbers, and an online contact form. You can also send an email to our in-studio account, kfuo@kfuo.org. We'd be happy to hear from you today. Thanks for listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church, where every night of the year you can hear sacred music. Weeknights at 6 p.m., listen to sacred music on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, as well as streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer, on Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ingre has been holding a series of family camp retreats. The purpose of these camps is to strengthen family relationships. I spoke by Skype to Pastor Yaroslav Boschetko and camp organizers Vyacheslav and Olga Lebedev with the assistance of translator Alexei Zubatov. Pastor Boschetko, who lived under communism, says the country is much better now.
I'm sure it's my conviction that during these 23 years after the Soviet Union, our country has made a lot of progress, good progress, positive progress.
Communism ended in December 1991. Pastor Boschetko says that his church reconstituted itself a few years later.
Our church, our congregation, resumed its service in 1995.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod reached out to fellow Lutherans in Russia. Pastor Boychenko says that his church has been receiving assistance for several years.
And actually, over the years, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has been assisting us, supporting us, and...
Russia, like the United States, is a multi-ethnic society. Pastor Boychenko says the different ethnicities find themselves united in a love of Christ and devotion to Lutheran doctrine.
We have 80 people in our congregation, people of very different ethnicities.
Pastor Boychenko's church caters to all age groups. There's a Sunday school for young children.
We have a children's ministry, a ministry for children in our congregation. We have a Sunday school.
There's also a ministry for young people, teaching them Christian perspectives.
And another thing we do is we call it a cinema club. It's meetings with young people where we watch films, good films, you know, quality films, and international productions, Russian and foreign films, which we discuss then together from a Christian perspective, from a Christian point of view together.
And of course, there's a ministry devoted to the family.
And we have a family service, family ministry, which is led by the Lebedevs, by Slava and Olga Lebedev, who are here with us today.
Pastor Boychenko says he sees families as becoming what he calls lonely, distant even from each other.
One problem that I see in our society, in Russian society, is disunity and loneliness, even on the family level. What I mean is, families don't meet very much with each other. You know, each family lives more or less, on its own most of the time.
The family ministry attacks the problem from the point of view of gospel and psychology.
Каждая семья нуждается в том, чтобы
each family needs to receive some instruction from the Word of God, first of all, and also from modern methodology, psychology methodology.
Vyacheslav Lebedev says he and his wife Olga became interested in family problems of their society several years ago. He says they believed they could help struggling families find the way.
We developed this interest in these matters several years ago actually. And since then we've had this desire to share some of the insights, maybe wisdom that God revealed to us, his wisdom about relationships, about family and relationships.
The Lebedevs got the idea for a family camp, a retreat for families for several days where they could meet, discuss, and pray over their issues. They first approached some friends and found they were interested in participating in a family camp.
There were families that we were acquainted with, friends, people from the congregation, and we invited them to just give it a try at first.
They held their first family camp with more than a dozen families.
The first year we did it, we had around 15 families.
The family camp experiment proved popular and useful. The camps went on and continued growing. This was their third year.
So this was this year. It was a third camp that that we've had, and God blessed us again with a good opportunity, including financial opportunities, to conduct such a camp. This year we had 76 people.
The camps require a lot of planning and work. Organization is what Olga Lebedeva does best.
This is the third year that I've been involved in the logistics, you know, of organizing such camps, the household matters, logistical matters, so I'm responsible for organizing things.
Among other activities, Family Camp hosts several seminars. Two of the most important are on parent and child relationships and on the relationship between husbands and wives.
So we always have two or three seminars or trainings on parent and child relationship, which I conduct, which I lead. Then we always have a seminar on the relationship between the husband and the wife, and the relationship between the spouses.
The Lebedevs hope to continue the camps in the future. Despite the fall of communism, Pastor Boychenko says the world remains a dangerous place for people of faith.
I can add this thing that as human beings, as Christians, we live in a difficult world. It's a world of God and the devil.
As always, religion is in the front lines of the battle between good and evil. For more information, Google the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ingria in Russia. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest. And now, World Lutheran News Digest presents Laughs for Lutherans.
We are pleased to announce Lutheran Airlines is now operating in Minnesota and also serving Wisconsin, Northern Michigan, and North and South Dakotas. If you're traveling soon, consider Lutheran Air, the no-frills airline. You're all in the same boat on Lutheran Air. Here, flying is an uplifting experience. There is no first class on Lutheran Air. Meals are potluck. Rows 1 through 6 bring rolls. 7 through 15 bring a salad. 16 through 21 a hot dish. And 22 through 30 a dessert. Bases and tenors please sit in the rear of the aircraft. Everyone is responsible for his or her own baggage. All fares are by free will offering, and the plane will not land till the budget is met. Pay attention to your flight attendant, who will acquaint you with the safety system aboard the Lutheran airline. Okay, now, listen up. I'm only going to say this once. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, I am frankly going to be real surprised, and so will Captain Olson, because we fly around 2,000 feet or so, so loss of cabin pressure would probably mean the second coming or something of that nature, and I wouldn't bother with those little masks and the rubber hoses. You're going to have much bigger problems to worry about than that. Just stuff those back in their little holes. probably the masks fell out because of turbulence, which, to be perfectly honest with you, we're going to have quite a bit of that at around 2,000 feet. It's sort of like driving across a plowed field, but after a while you get used to it. In the event of a water landing, I'd say forget it. Saying the Lord's Prayer is the only thing to do, and you just hope that you get to the part about forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, which some people say trespass against us, which isn't right, but what can you do? The use of cell phones on the plane is strictly forbidden, not because they may confuse the plane's navigation system, which is by the seats of the pants all the way. No, it's because cell phones are a big pain in the wazoo. And if God had meant you to use a cell phone, he would have put your mouth on the side of your head. Now start lunch about noon. It's a buffet style with the coffee pot up front. Then we have the hymn sing. The hymnals are in the seat packets in front of you. Don't take yours with you, by the way, when you go, or I'm going to be real upset, and I'm not kidding. Right now, it is time I will say grace. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, may we land in Duluth, or pretty close.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.